Hey, I'm Chris.
What's up? I'm Mars.
And you're listening to Surgery Shelf Prep. All right, future surgeons and medical rock stars, today we are diving deep into the world of pre-operative care, part one of two. Why is this even a thing, Mars? I mean, shouldn't we just get straight to cutting?
Nah, Chris, hold up. Pre-op care is the real MVB. It's all about setting patients up for success before they even hit the OR, minimizing risks, and getting them in tip-top shape. We're talking about avoiding major adverse cardiac events, MACE, and pulmonary complications, which are key players in perioperative mortality. It's crucial for their safety, fam, so they don't, you know, ghost on us after surgery.
That's a whole mood. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. First up, cardiac risk and optimization. We need to know who's at risk for MACE, right? What's the go-to tool for that?
You got it. We're talking about the Revised Cardiac Risk Index, or RCRI. It's got six predictors, and each one scores a point.
Lay them on us.
All right, so you've got high-risk surgery like intraperitoneal, intrathoracic, or supra-inguinal vascular procedures, a history of ischemic heart disease, congestive heart failure, cerebrovascular disease like stroke or TIA, insulin-dependent diabetes, and creatinine 2.0 milligrams per deciliter. If a patient scores two or more points, what's the move?
That signals an elevated risk of major cardiac events and means we should think about a preoperative cardiology consultation. The American College of Cardiology and American Heart Association even recommend a stepwise approach for this. So if your RCRI score is zero, you're low risk, less than 1% risk of cardiac event. But if it's greater than or equal to two, then you're dealing with elevated risk.
Speaking of cardiac risk, what about a patient's functional capacity?
Great question. We measure that in METs, or metabolic equivalents. If a patient can hit greater than or equal to 4 METs, like climbing stairs or walking briskly, they're generally considered low risk and surgery can proceed. But for those less than 4 METs or with unknown status, especially for high-risk surgery, you better consider stress testing. Fun fact, climbing 2 flights of stairs is a solid benchmark.
Let's talk devices, pacemakers, and ICDs. What's the perioperative vibe for these?
Pacemakers are usually chill. They typically require no perioperative adjustments. But for implantable cardioverter defibrillators, ICDs, the defibrillator function should be deactivated interoperatively. And you need to have external defibrillator pads available just in case.
What's the deal with severe aortic stenosis, AS?
Big shelf pearl here. A valve area of less than 1 cm² is considered critical AS, and elective surgery should be deferred until the valve is replaced. The classic triad of severe AS is angina, syncope, and dyspnea. And if you hear a systolic crescendo-decrescendo murmur loudest at the right second intercostal space sternal border radiating into the neck, you need an echocardiogram to rule out severe AS.
And pulmonary hypertension?
Patients with pulmonary hypertension are at increased risk of right ventricular failure during surgery. The key to managing them is to avoid hypoxia, hypercapnia, and excessive IV fluids.
What's the deal with a recent MI, especially if it's within 6 months?
That's a huge red flag. Patients with an MI within 6 months face the highest risk of reinfarction perioperatively. So the rule is to delay elective surgery at least 6 months post-MI.
Let's wrap up part one with one more. Patients with CABG or stents.
For bare metal stents, you're looking at a 4 to 6 week delay for elective surgery. But for drug-eluting stents, you need a 6 month delay. And don't forget, patients with drug-eluting stents need dual antiplatelet therapy for 12 months.
All right, team, that's a lot of high-yield stuff to digest. We're going to hit pause here. But don't worry, we'll be back with preoperative care part two, where we'll tackle pulmonary, hematology, and endocrine considerations.
Stay sharp, folks. You're halfway to mastering this. See you in part two of Surgery Shelf Prep.